there is no sun, there is no illusion. When the sun comes out, every object has its own reflection. Look, if you look at here, the trees, the leaves, the cloud, the sun, the halo around the sun. So just the fact that the light also creates illusion. They go together. They are one parcel with two characteristics. You can't want light without accepting there is a creates shadows. That's very interesting. When there is pitch black, is neither one. Neither is reflection, nor can you see the objects. So it's finding the balance between the sun and its reflection, between the Atma and its creation, between the real and unreal, and living between these two with an understanding and balance. Yeah. So when you take a picture, you can take a picture of the whole thing. And you see every object can have a reflection. Our reflection is in our back. Teaching is not to remove the effect of the sun, which is shadow, but to recognize that the sun or the light or the Atma comes with this expression. Unless you are not an object. The self-realization means you have removed yourself of being an object. So since you are not an object, you will not have any shadow. Period. You become a subject. Then you cast shadow with yourself.
What's the difference between accepting that the shadow is there and not casting the shadow?
Cast the shadow unless you are the sun. You are nobody until you realize you are Atma, you are the sun. But as far as knowledge goes, this knowledge makes you see that the shade is a part of the light. If there was no light, there would not be any shade. So we are not trying to remove the shade, but to realize that it's okay. No, maybe return. And identifying with the one up there rather than the one in the water.